Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Romans 14. Accept him whose faith is weak without passing judgment on his opinions. For one person has faith to eat all things, while another, who is weak, eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not belittle the one who does not. And the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does. For God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person regards a certain day above others, while someone else considers every day alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes a special day does so to the Lord. He who eats does so to the Lord, for he gives thanks to God, and he who abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this reason Christ died and returned to life, that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. Why then do you judge your brother, or why do you belittle your brother? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat, as it is written, "As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will confess to God." So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore let us stop judging one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put a stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way. I am convinced and fully persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself. But if anyone regards something as unclean, then for him it is unclean. If your brother is distressed by what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do not, by your eating, destroy your brother for whom Christ died. Do not allow what you consider good, then, to be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. For whoever serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by men. So then let us pursue what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean, but it is wrong for a man to let his eating be a stumbling block. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or to do anything to cause your brother to stumble. Keep your belief about such matters between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who does not condemn himself by what he approves. But the one who has doubts is condemned if he eats, because his eating is not from faith, and everything that is not from faith is sin. This is God's word. Earlier in these devotionals on Romans, I mentioned that scholars have speculated that there might have been two churches in Rome, one Jewish and one Gentile. And if that's the case, and it is just speculation, but if it is the case, then Paul did not really see them as two churches, but as one church divided about some important issues. The chapters on law and grace were designed to set a foundation for healing that division. This chapter, Romans 14, addresses that division as well. The command that opens this chapter is accept the one whose faith is weak without quarreling over disputable matters. That's what verse 1 in the NIV says. Verses 2 and 3 and verses 5 and 6 raise two examples of these disputable matters. One has to do with diet, that's in verses 2 and 3, and the other has to do with the Sabbath, that's in verses 5 and 6. The person whose faith is weak is the person who wants to stay kosher, verse 2b says, another whose faith is weak eats only vegetables, and the person who wants to observe the Sabbath, whether on Saturday or Sunday, according to verse 6, is the weaker brother as well. Jewish believers and some Gentiles who were steeped in the Old Testament would probably have a hard time being known as the weaker brother or sister because they wanted to be kosher or observe the Sabbath, because their position is based on Scripture. However, they are the weaker brothers because they cannot accept the latter revelation that declared all foods to be clean and that Christ is the end of the law for those who believe. It would seem that Paul would have justifiably rebuked those who wanted to live a stricter life in these areas because they were not believing and applying God's word as delivered to the apostles, but Paul did not condemn them. In fact, he commanded believers on all sides of every issue not to condemn each other, according to verse 10. Instead of judging and quarreling, Paul commanded us to accept each other and believe the best about the other, that he or she is acting the way that they act for the Lord. We saw that in verses 3c through 8. Instead of judging each other, God's word encourages us to work out our own convictions for ourselves. That's in verse 5b. And if we have a more tolerant position, and again, we're not talking about sin here, we're talking about disputable matters, things that Christians argue about whether they're sinful or not, or wise and unwise. And if we choose a more tolerant position than some other Christians, verse 22 tells us to keep that to ourselves because we love other believers and want them to stand, not to stumble. We saw that in verses 13 through 21. Our own choices should be measured, not by other people, but by two things. First, knowledge that we will answer to God for how we've lived this life. That's in verses 10 through 12. And second, by our own conscience, according to verse 23. So, is there anything you do as a Christian that other Christians might think is wrong? Do you refuse to do something as a Christian that other Christians might think is acceptable? Both of these positions are okay, provided they are not directly contrary to Scripture, and that you do them in faith. Faith that you are prepared to answer to God about your position on. In the meantime, though, act in love toward those who disagree with you. And this love will unify us in Christ on many issues that divide the church. And that unity will strengthen our witness to the world and help us all to glorify God together. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe. And you can subscribe to these as a podcast in Apple Podcasts or in Spotify. And that page on my website will link you to the right one. Or you can subscribe to them by email. So every day you'll receive an email from me with these devotionals and the daily scripture reading in it. I've designed these things to help you develop a Bible reading habit, to be in the Word every day, prompted by the daily podcast or the daily email. And this can help you grow in your Christian life and develop a consistency around taking in the Word of God. Now, this is completely free, and you can unsubscribe at any time, so give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And if you could help me with financial support for the work that I'm doing here, thank you, and please go to dailypbj.com/support to find out how to support me financially. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.